Do you find yourself worrying often? Maybe about things that are out of your control, maybe about things that are in your control. And do you know how to deal with those worries? Well, if not, I hope this lesson will help you. We're living in a time that many refer to as an age of anxiety. I think it's a big deal for adults, but I think especially teens. When talking to my parents, they said anxiety wasn't really a big thing for kids and teens there back in their day, the 1900s. So, what's changed? Why are people more anxious now? I think some things that people might be anxious about, especially for me, school. Right now, graduating high school, getting good grades, even though I was never really too worried about that, sustaining a job, choosing which college to go to, what major to choose, and what do I want to do for the rest of my life. I think another thing, just being up here right now, give you a little bit of anxiety. It isn't even all the bad things in life that we worry about. I think a lot of adults and some kids worry about their job. They need to keep their job, maybe get a better position in their job. I think when they don't have a job, they're worried because what are they going to do? I think they're worried when they have money because they want to be smart with their money. They want to save and not spend foolishly. And when they don't have the money that they need, they're worried. How are they going to live? How are they going to sustain a life? I think another thing is when they're sick, they want to get healthy, and when they're not sick, they're worried about getting sick. I think we can always find ways to be anxious in every situation, even in our prosperity. Luckily, we know that anxiety is a biblical topic, and therefore God has given us ways in His Word to better help us prepare for our anxiety. So let's spend a couple minutes focused more on the how to deal with and how to overcome anxiety from a biblical perspective. Now, I think most people know what the Bible says about anxiety, not to be anxious, go to God, and pray, keep your focus on God. But how often do we do those things when we are anxious? For most people, I think that when they get anxious, their first thought is not to turn to God, but to maybe turn to worldly pleasures and worldly desires. But I want you to see that when we're nervous or when we're anxious, we need to not distract ourselves, but to focus on God. We need to have faith that He can and will help us through our trials. So we'll start in Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. Philippians chapter 4, 6 and 7. And that says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So I think first we need to form the right relationship with God. In verse 7, it tells us that God will guard our hearts. I think that the closer we are to God, the more He'll guard us and the more He'll protect us. I think that our relationship with God will allow us to have a better mentality in life and a more purposeful life. In Matthew 6:34, Jesus says, so do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I think that we can learn from Jesus to live one day at a time. Yesterday is buried and tomorrow is unborn. We can't control the past, and we aren't living in the future, so just focus on today. I'll now read from 1 Peter 5:6-7. 1 Peter 5:6-7, and that says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. I think that when we're nervous or anxious, we need to make up our mind that we're going to conquer the anxiety. We must not allow our thoughts to push us around and rule over us. I think we can also seek those that are close to us that God has provided, like the elders, our parents, and friends, to help us get through these trials. I think we also must not forget to be humble in these situations because we won't be able to overcome everything by ourselves. I think we also need to develop the right attitude of mind. We need to count our blessings, have a hope for the future, and not concentrate on the bad, which neglects the good, because there's more good than bad out there. You just have to look for it. I'll now read from Luke 12:25-26, which says, and which of you by worrying can add a single hour to his lifespan? If then you cannot do even a very little thing, why do you worry about other matters? I think God wants us to engage in purposeful work and put our focus on Him. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I think that if we're fulfilling our purposeful work, which is seeking God's kingdom and spreading it to others, then we'll have a better life. I think that we should do what we can, and if we can't do it all, which we can't, know that God can do all. So in the beginning of this talk, I read from Philippians 4:7, that the peace of God will guard your hearts. Do you always believe that? Do you always feel that? The reason that we can trust in the peace of God that will guard our hearts is because we know that the God of peace is always with us.